How many times have you found yourself saying, I'll do it later? Trust me, we've all been there, but do you think that you tend to push things to a later time more than others? Well then, like me, you're a chronic procrastinator, but you don't have to let this define you. Welcome to The Red Button, the weekly podcast that helps you put your life in perspective and make the best of your circumstances. I'm your host, Abby Readaholic, a reader and a chronic procrastinator. Today, we're going to look at why we procrastinate, because when we know why we procrastinate, it might be easier to keep the habit in check. We need to remember, though, that the reasons for procrastination differ from person to person. So please do pay attention all the way to the very end of this episode. All right, let's get started. So individual reasons for procrastination are mostly emotional and social and very rarely inherited. Inherited procrastination is not usually the case. Rather, you might inherit traits that could lead to and nurture the habits of procrastination, such as low self-regulation or maybe impulsivity, which could make you want to seek immediate rewards while avoiding effort. But there is little chance that you inherited the very habit of procrastination. Emotional conditions contribute more to your procrastination levels. You might feel fear. Now, the thing about this fear is that you might not know that you are feeling fear. The fear usually lies in your subconscious. A part of you is low-key afraid of a task and then moves you to push it to a later time. So many other emotional factors could contribute to you procrastinating, such as low self-esteem, which makes you feel like you can never get anything right. Anxiety, you might feel anxious. Oh, anxiety is a real problem, actually. Many people battle with anxiety. It's not just a feeling, it's a condition, and some people need professional help for their anxiety, but they do not know. Even perfectionism can make you procrastinate because you're always going to be waiting for the right time to do something. Then depression. Most of us have fallen victim to depression that makes us procrastinate because at that moment, you don't even have the energy or the motivation to do anything. Now, let's look at the social factors. I think many of us fall under this category of socially influenced procrastinators. First off, we've got peer influence. You're around a certain people and all you just want to do is have fun. You forget about everything else. Sometimes, your friends might even be the ones pressuring you to not bother about doing something. That's a problem the extroverts have to deal with. But what about some of us that do not really love to hang out, or those that do not have people around them? It could seem like those ones would find it easier to get their tasks done in time, but there is the problem of lack of accountability. They're not accountable to anyone. No one's gonna ask them why they didn't do this. No one's gonna criticize them for staying in bed for so long, so they just keep procrastinating. Another major contributing factor to procrastination, which I believe affects all of us in the 21st century, is our phones, the social media. We wake up and the first thing we do is check our phones, what went on while we were asleep, and then we get carried away. And there's FOMO, fear of missing out. We want to know that trend. We do not want to be left out when our peers are discussing something that's trending. So we actually spend our time getting to know what's trending rather than actually moving our own lives forward. You see, TikTok, Instagram, they are slow killers if you aren't careful. Other things that could make us to procrastinate include family expectations, when you try to meet high standards and just end up procrastinating so that you don't do it wrong. There's the fear of judgment, constant comparison. There are physical causes of procrastination too, such as tiredness. But that's completely normal and natural. You just need to know why you're procrastinating and then try to tackle it. So I need to let you know that you procrastinating does not mean you are lazy or you're not creative or that you don't have potential. You do not have to let the fact that you procrastinate define you. In fact, believe it or not, procrastination is often an attribute of really smart, creative people. And so trust me, as a chronic procrastinator, you have great potential, trust me. So you see, it's a war actually, a real war against procrastination. You need to be seated up on arms to fight it, and not just procrastination, There are so many other habits that hamper our progress in life that we need to fight. So that's why you need to listen to the red button. Let's help us move our life forward. So I'm going to make the podcast very brief so that I know in the process of trying to help us actually slow us down. Yeah, and it's going to be once a week. So this is just your reminder to start. Just start. Push that red button. Start right away. Until next time, I'm Abby Readaholic.